This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live. Yep, hour three here. We're kicking it off with a special guest appearance on a show in which we already had a special guest co-host. Ethan Erkelishian is in the background right now. He's going to come back on the mic here in a little
bit. I'm sorry for stealing your mic, but...
He's a former host of the Ed and Ethan Show's podcast that hasn't been on the air for, I don't know, a couple of years now at this point. But the archives are available, so you can look them up over on YouTube. So look for Ed and Ethan Show, I would imagine. And yes.
Yeah, they'll probably get it. Ed and Ethan.
And it's very good stuff, good libertarian content out of Canada. Ian and Mark also in the studio with you here tonight. Whether it's Rob Ford smoking crack or the upcoming discussion that Mark wants to have about the military just losing, apparently, trillions of dollars, we'll get into that. But first, your calls and thoughts. To bring you up to speed, in case you're just tuning in, we had Ricky, who is a man who's a unique personality. He is very, very hard to comprehend. He's very, very hard to comprehend. He may be more intelligent than all of us on the show, but it's hard to tell because it's hard for Ricky to really put a thought together that is easy to follow. So against my better judgment, I'm bringing you back in for another segment here where you've accused TJ the Spy, who's a semi-regular co-host on the show, of entrapping the police based on a conversation that was recorded between him and a Keene police officer that we played on the air last
night.
Which,
by the way, for the record, I found the police officers, his was very professional. In fact, you know, when I said, are you recording? Well, I don't have to answer that. Well, you know, I'm about to broadcast your information over the air, so if it's going up to YouTube, you might want to censor that. So
that was very courteous of him, unexpectedly.
You had all night to think about it there, TJ. You're doing much better tonight than last night.
Well, what is the entrapment, Ricky? Because you alleged that there was an entrapment on TJ's part, entrapping the Keene police, who were, in my opinion, the ones harassing him. But
well, they were doing a job, Ian. They had been called in response to a complaint.
I might be able to respond on this before you dump me, Ian.
Here you are, Ricky.
TJ,
go for it.
Go ahead, TJ, as long as I can.
No. TJ's had enough time to explain himself in the last segment, so I want to know from you, what was the alleged entrapment that you've mentioned more than once now?
Okay. Now, first of all, before I start, I want
no first of alls or before you start. Explain to me the entrapment.
TJ needs to know that I'm a deputy of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania speaking to. Before we start, TJ, just so you know, because I know you don't have a problem lying, but I do. You know that,
what is
Ian?
A deputy of the Commonwealth
of
Pennsylvania?
Oh, now you've done it, Mark.
That's ridiculous. You're not a deputy sheriff?
I would be under a sheriff. I was deputized in the 21st.
Right, that makes you a deputy sheriff.
Lady Wendy. Yeah.
We don't want to get into all of that.
Entrapment, yes. I love entrapment. It's a wonderful legal topic.
He's already called in about the whole I was deputized thing.
Well,
obviously, some of us don't believe it.
You don't like cops. You don't like cops, so I don't make them aware.
I don't get the feeling that TJ doesn't like cops.
No,
you're always
actually,
very friendly. Sometimes you want to have sex with them.
Those of you who have not seen the video of me sitting naked in front of the FBI for 90 minutes... I called Scott Bailey.
I'm sure that was a pleasurable experience, nonetheless.
Well, so I told Scott Bailey, you know, yeah, I'm a badge bunny. I totally admit to being a badge bunny. If a guy is like,
I know a lot of young gentlemen. They actually are attracted to me, TJ, believe it.
Yes,
or not.
I know, because you're a cop. It's like, wow, I've been a very
No, way before that.
Yeah. It's funny because, like, I think cops are kind of hot, and everyone's like, oh, my God. Well, it's like, if I've been a naughty boy, I need to be punished. I mean,
15 years on the radio, and this is what I've descended to. Please, get the badge bunny and the nut off the air.
You're the one who wanted to know more about his deputization, Mark, so you are as guilty as anyone else.
He's lying.
You are as guilty as anyone else of extending this conversation.
I was rambling on.
I would like to know, Ricky, what is the entrapment?
Here's the way I look at it. Now, the fact is, TJ, you know, he pointed out very at the beginning, before he even played the video, he pumped it up, and he says it may or may not have been tobacco. We were going to go in there and have, and when he said about what they were going to do over there, you could tell from the way he was talking. Now, once the officers were there and all of that, and he started to hear it, they treated you very respectfully, and I'll tell you why they did that. PA cops would have done the same thing.
The reason why they did it, thank you for the call, Ricky, is because he had a recording device. That is one reason why they were probably more respectful than they otherwise might have been. Now, that's not to say that Keene police are bad cops. I think generally they're
I think. He was kind of cute.
I think generally they're a cut above the average cops out there. But it sounds to me like Ricky was suggesting that the whole thing was a setup to get the cops into a situation.
They were just called legitimately, and I'm like, I am so sorry, sir, that you have to be out here. But at the same time, the officer, the questions, notice what he was doing was against the rules. Once a suspect... What the officer was doing was absolutely... I mean, he was...
Really?
If I would have said, by the way, I just robbed and killed three people, that would have been suppressed at trial. Because I said at the very beginning, I wish to speak with my attorney. I will not answer any questions without my attorney.
And he continued to
try and question a suspect. After a suspect invokes their Fifth Amendment right to remain silent, but especially after they invoke their Sixth Amendment right to have an attorney present, any further attempt to question that suspect absolutely will jeopardize a confession. It doesn't matter if I consent. Once I've asked for my attorney, they have to say, okay, we're taking you to jail. We cannot talk to you until your attorney gets here. Now, if I say, look, I've changed my mind. I want to talk to you without my attorney, then they have to Mirandize me.
Right. Now, what is the point at which, I feel like we've discussed this before, and I'm a little, a little uncertain about this. The Miranda rights,
yes.
At the point at which they're going to be asking you questions about the issue at hand is when they have to Mirandize you, correct?
So, the first thing you need to know about Miranda is you don't have a Miranda right. You always have the right to remain silent.
Correct, but they have to inform
you of it. The Miranda v. Arizona decision says, the officer, if you're in a custodial situation, meaning you're not free to leave, so the reason
you were
technically officer,
you were detained at that time.
I didn't ask.
Okay, you didn't.
So the officer could legally say, "Oh, he was free to leave the hotel at any time."
Right.
I wasn't asking him for his ID. I was just, but you know, I wasn't going to play that game. I was just way too tired. I wanted to get the heck out of there.
Had you said, "Am I being detained?"
Of course, he would have said yes.
Well, if he then said yes,
well,
he would have had to Mirandize you, right?
Yes, because he said, "I need to see your ID. I suspect you have a crime." Well, that immediately puts it into a custodial situation. I suspect you of a crime. Show me your ID. So I am not free to leave. Therefore, Miranda attaches. If he wants to use my statements, like, oh, yeah, I'm a drug dealer, which I'm not. I'm just using a hypothetical. If he wanted to use that statement at trial against me, it would be thrown out because I was in a custodial situation. He was interrogating me with the intention to get probative value evidence in court, and he hadn't Mirandized me. And even if he had Mirandized me, the problem is I've said I'm invoking my right to remain silent. I want to speak with my attorney. And there's actually a case where a guy was crazy, and he invoked his right to an attorney, and then on the ride to the jail, the cop said, you're a good Christian, right? I'm afraid it's going to snow, and you're not going to remember where that child's body is buried. And so would you do the good Christianly thing and find out, you know, just take us and, you know, we'll leave it at that. At least the girl deserves a probable burial. Well, guess what? The whole body got thrown out of evidence. It's really hard to convict a murderer if there's no body into evidence because they ruled no. The attorney was there and said, you are not to question my client from the police station to the jail. He is being represented. You are not to question him. And the judge agreed, said that was completely inappropriate. So the Keene PD, they're lucky I didn't say anything incriminating, but had I done so,
it could have been thrown out.
It would have been thrown out on the grounds that it was provoked. He repeatedly questioned me after I invoked my right to remain silent. And what Keene PD need to know is, once a suspect invokes the right to remain silent, but especially once they say I want an attorney, as tempting as it might be, you got to say, okay, well, if you're not going to tell me your side of the story, that's how usually cops will get you. Well, the other guy said you tried to rape her, so if you're not going to tell me your side of the story, I'm just going to take you to jail. And usually usually that's how they'll trick people into waiving their rights. They'll say, no, that's not true. We had sex, but it was consensual. Mm-hmm. Well, boom, now they got you. You have voluntarily, of your own free will, admitted you had sex with a girl. Now it's...
Without being questioned.
Yes. Yeah.
All right, TJ the Spy, thanks for sitting in with us here. We're bringing Ethan back on.
I'm going to turn the mic back over to Ethan.
We're going to your calls and thoughts at 855-450-FREE. Michael's in Madison, Wisconsin. You're on Free Talk Live, listening to WXXM.
Ricky's a trip.
Yeah.
He's tripping
as
on something.
A Canadian, I'd like to apologize for that entire last segment.
Oh, hey, no problem.
I like TJ the Spy. He's always got interesting, useful things
to say. TJ's fantastic. Right. That segment, though, I don't know.
He does jump around a bit. Let me first say that I agree with your statement about Trump and Clinton. It is
that
the bottom
scumbags?
Of the barrel.
Yeah.
Yeah, buddy. But as an African American, I'm voting for Clinton. I got to hold my nose and just do it.
But, I don't understand it, but you can explain it if you want. Hang on, Michael. We'll bring you back. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves here on the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
I'm Governor Gary Johnson. Like 60% of you, I'm not impressed by the two-party system. It's a dinosaur. It's outmoded and no longer reflects today's America. Two-party politics doesn't work, and it hasn't worked for anybody but itself in decades. If we the people are wise, we will never again elect another president from within the entrenched, corrupt, co-opted two-party system. The office of president should serve the needs of everyone equally, with respect and with fairness. I did it as governor, I'll do it as president. Google me. 60% of you have said you want another choice in 2016, and now you have one in me. We the people have a chance to do something in 2016 that may not come around again in our lifetimes. We have a legitimate chance to elect one of our own to the highest office in the land. Give me your vote one time and see what a difference one election can make.
Our best America yet. Johnson Weld, 2016.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2016.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all, at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver, at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited-time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household, 50 United States only.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and if it were a vote between Donald Trump, Hillary Clinton, and Rob Ford, who would you choose?
Barney.
Rob Ford, of course, someone we were talking about earlier, the Toronto mayor, smoking crack cocaine. That video is now out. If you haven't seen it, I will post it over on our Facebook and Twitter here in a matter of moments. You can check that out whenever you want. And with you in the studio tonight, I'm Ian.
And I'm Ethan.
And I'm Mark.
And you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. You know what? If you're starting up a new business, or maybe you've been in business for a while, you're going to need business cards at some point. Why not get 500 of them for just $9.99? Yeah, you can do that from Vistaprint.com. And Vistaprint is great for small business owners. They've got all kinds of custom products for your home and office needs, not just business cards, but postcards, flyers, banners, apparel, and invitations. You can customize the text, the colors, the backsides, and more. They've got thousands of industry-specific templates. You can upload your logo to one of their existing designs or upload the entire design that you might already have. So they make it super easy. Their business card designer tool that they have on their website, I've used it. That's what I use to make my Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree palm cards. And it's super easy to use. Plus, they guarantee you'll love your products every time, or they'll make it right. They've got amazing customer service. I finally had the opportunity to learn that for myself. I mean, we've been saying it, but I had the opportunity to experience it, and it really was great. They went above and beyond the call of duty, even giving me a discount for having the difficulty that I had. There was I was actually getting checks printed, and I had an unusual order that caused some issue with their system. So they gave me 25% off. Super, super cool and unexpectedly good. You can go to Vistaprint.com, use code FTL at checkout. You'll get those 500 business cards starting at just $9.99. It's up to 50% savings over regular site pricing. And again, you can customize quality like metallic, spot gloss, raised print. There's a lot that you can do with Vistaprint.com. Code FTL to get the deal. As we go back to Michael, he's listening in Madison to WXXM. Michael, you were telling us that you are going to be voting for Hillary Clinton, even though you sound sort of begrudging about it. It doesn't seem like you're entirely excited about casting that vote. Can you tell us a little bit more about where you're coming from?
Sure. You know, I'm looking past who's going to be president. I'm looking at who's going to be on the Supreme Court. Now, as an African American, you know, I would much rather have somebody appointed by Hillary Clinton than by Donald Trump.
And why is that?
And that's just, oh, you know, it's layered and there's a lot to it, but that's not why I called.
Oh, God, that's what you mentioned.
Okay. Well,
but before you go by why you called, what about the third party options? What about the Green Party? What about the Libertarian Party?
I don't think they have a chance.
So wait, hold on.
Point.
Does that mean do you actually think Hillary Clinton is a bad candidate, but you're holding your nose? Like, that's the rationale here?
No, I don't. I don't think
you think she's a good candidate.
Well, I'm very middle of the road. But again, if I have a choice between her and Trump,
okay.
Hillary's
so hold on. Basically,
vote.
What you're saying is you're very middle of the road. You're kind of like, well, it's okay. It's good that, and that's good enough for gauging your Supreme Court.
No, it's not.
Appointees?
No, that's not what I'm saying. Okay, let me put it this way. She is not. She would not be my first choice. Sanders would have been Bernie.
Okay, if Bernie was your choice, then the Green Party's probably a lot closer to your values than Hillary Clinton. It's not a choice between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. There are going to be at least two other parties who are likely going to be on your ballot, and the idea that they can't win is sort of this self-fulfilling prophecy. Is like, if everybody believes they can't win, and so that's the reason they don't vote for them, well, then of course they can't win.
Well, here's one thing that's not win. But here's the reality.
Hold on.
I think this is math is more important than the rest of this. Mathematically,
yeah.
Your vote is insignificant. You understand that. If Hillary wins your state or loses your state, she's not going to do it by one vote. She's not going to do it by 10 votes. She's not going to do it by 100 votes. So you and all the people you could possibly influence can vote your heart, vote, you know, what you really want to do, whoever you want to vote for, because your vote is insignificant. So vote for who you want.
I guess that's one way of putting it. But
all right. That's the mathematical
way.
I mean,
I totally respect what you're saying. I have my reasons for voting, but that's not why I called.
I have
a question.
Okay. Go ahead with the question.
Okay, my question is this, and it's something that I've wondered, and I've done a little bit of research and can't find a lot of information. I'm wondering how many of our government people in government, own stock in weapons production. Because
that's a good question.
Whoever does actually profits from keeping us on a war footing.
Sure,
sure.
And that
do.
Was the question I wanted to throw out.
Well, I think that's an excellent question, and I bet you it's Democrats and Republicans both. Thanks for the call,
yeah,
Michael.
Yeah.
I appreciate it, because they're selling everybody up the river.
Don't people get elected and suddenly become amazing day traders in your country? Like, isn't that how it works here? I'm pretty sure I've seen where basically you get government officials who are elected to office,
yeah.
And then if you look at their records of, because I don't know, is this some of this publicly admissible information or publicly accessible? I'm not sure.
I have the slightest clue.
But I've definitely seen it where some people become spectacular day traders. They suddenly
because they get the inside scoop.
Oh, Ian, yeah. That couldn't possibly be it. Maybe.
Let's talk to Jack. He's in Indianapolis listening to WIBC. Hey, Jack.
Hey, how you doing?
Well, what's on your mind?
I was calling and listening to the DNC convention.
I'm
truck
sorry.
Driver. I heard Hillary make a statement that in my lifetime, I never heard anyone in that position say about doing something or paying attention to systemic racism. And I haven't heard that come out of Donald Trump or, you know, any of his talking heads. You know, I listen to a little radio, and I wanted to know if you had heard that. And what's your
I listened to some of the DNC, but I mean, it's a marathon to watch that whole thing. I certainly didn't. I am holding is pulled up here in front of me 10 examples of Hillary Clinton's racism, where she called young black men super predators. Where she in April of 2016 joined NYC Mayor Bill de Blasio on a stage as a Democratic fundraiser for a scripted joke about how lazy black people are.
I remember that one.
In the 2008 presidential race, Bill, who was next to her, said of Obama a few years ago, this guy would have been getting us coffee. Hillary didn't say it, but her husband did, and she certainly didn't disavow
it.
And, you know, I'm not saying that that necessarily makes her a racist, but it may not be the person that I would want to hold the standard for, you know, getting
equality.
Rid of systemic racism.
Okay. But, you know, my position is if she's going to address it, you know, even knowing her position as far as her history, if she's going to address it, because, you know, for me, that would go a long way. Period.
What if she was just lying to you?
Yeah, why would anything why would anything a politician say have any kind of weight? Because these people are all a bunch of scumbags. Hillary, Trump, you know, you name these guys, they are no good, and they tell lies almost every time their mouth opens. So why even bother paying attention to what they say? I don't even know. Jack, thanks for the call. Drive safe out there. Appreciate it.
Thanks for truck drivers of America. We thank you.
Yep. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Whether it's Hillary or Trump, I guarantee you the government's going to get bigger, more expensive, more oppressive than it has ever been. 855-450-FREE. Take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live's Live Saturday Show.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm, a principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. And this could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from digestive issues like heartburn, acid reflux, IBS, and constipation? Probimune is your answer. Probimune is a brand new probiotic that has been scientifically proven to deliver high quantities of viable good bacteria to your gut to boost your digestive system and improve your overall health. This unique, powerful blend of probiotic strains, coupled with our industry-leading proprietary fermentation process, delivers a maximized bacterial colonization to the gut that no other probiotic can match. Start improving your health today. Visit younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off first-time orders. Maintaining digestive health is crucial to the body's overall well-being. Don't suffer from negative effects of poor digestion any longer. Order today. Younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want here on the live Saturday edition of the program. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm. Something else we have is an audio on-demand listen line. For those of you who would like to listen to Free Talk Live or the lrn.fm live stream or close to a dozen lrn.fm shows, you can now do that, and all of those shows are available on demand at this phone number, 641-793-9660. You can punch that right into your phone and then dial it up whenever you feel like it. It's there 24-7 for you. And all it's going to cost you is any kind of minutes that you might have on your account. Of course, most people have unlimited long distance on their cell phones, so probably won't cost a darn thing to call this number, 641-793-9660. What if you're in Canada, Ethan, from Saskatoon? Can you call a U.S. phone number with unlimited minutes in like a Canadian plan?
Depends on your plan. You'd have to ask your provider, but most of the time, absolutely.
You could, though.
Oh, yeah, I could.
So you could call 641-793-9660. But, yeah, you do need to know what your plan is so you don't end up getting ridiculous charges because you've listened for thousands of minutes to this. We've had, like, we're getting, like, 2,000 to 3,000 minutes per day, so thanks to everybody.
Or you could visit your studio and just
listen
walk
live.
In. Yeah.
Well, not everybody gets that privilege, just saying. 641-793-9660. Dial that up, select the show you want to listen to, and you get it right then. And you can also leave us a message. So if you want to give us some feedback, maybe you're listening later on, you're listening on demand, you want to leave us a voicemail, you can hit zero while you're listening, and then it will go ahead and send a voicemail to us, whatever it is you want to say. And, of course, we could very well use that on the air. But, of course, we prefer your phone calls, so let's go back to the phones and the fun. We've got Ron. He's in Richmond, Virginia, listening online to LRN.FM. Hello, Ron.
Hey. So, the last caller was talking about systemic racism. And my thought on this is if we constantly keep trying to have government produce a solution to solve racism, it's actually going to create negative results, I believe, because the people who it will create a sense of disenfranchisement and people who feel like that others are being treated specially because of things that happened in the past.
Well, plus people tend to resent force being used on them, and a lot of times when you use aggressive force against people, that usually results in unintended consequences. So, you know, for instance, forced integration of people who don't necessarily want to integrate could cause resentment within the people who are forced to integrate and make them less likely to be open-minded towards meeting those people that they should be integrating with because that's the, you know, the right thing to
do. I think integration generally works, though. I mean, if you look at integration, you know, as it existed in the United States, generally the generation that was integrated doesn't seem to be as racist as the generation that went before.
That doesn't mean that there aren't people who... Go ahead.
I have to disagree with that because have you looked at inner city schools recently? Okay, that's ever since the 70s with the forced busing, that's become an epidemic, okay?
But it doesn't have anything to do with racism.
Yes, it does, because that is where white flight comes from. The busing, the forced busing of the 70s led to white flight. This is well established. And now white flight just continues moving outwards, and you have a collapse of our inner cities because of it, and it's all due to the fact that people don't want to be forced into integration. Now, where you don't have forced integration, you have people who are naturally integrating.
But really, the problem is government schools there, isn't it? I mean, honestly, the white flight was caused because we have government schools in the first place. If you're saying that
we should not
have better schools and went to places that had better schools, okay, I'll give you that. But
we still have government schools and where the whites just went to different government schools where there weren't blacks.
Yeah. I suppose you're right on that.
They were not fleeing government schools. They were fleeing blacks in their government schools.
Right. I mean, Mark, to suggest that forced integration is the reason why people might be less racist today, I don't think there's any real evidence for that, nor would it be okay anyway. I like what Ron's saying here is it's the integration that's voluntary that works the best, where people see it in their best interest to be together with other people that aren't exactly like them, and they benefit from knowing and getting to know those other folks on their own volition because of their own market-based interests. To have a bunch of bureaucrats decide what's right for people is going to cause resentment. So even though you don't see it, it might have been pushed beneath the surface, and maybe that some of those racists are even more virulent than they were previously, but they're quieter about it.
Well, I would also say that we were talking about systemic racism, and systemic racism requires a system. Usually when they're talking about systemic racism, they're talking about racism that comes from the government.
Mm-hmm, sure.
And, you know, again, government's the problem, not the solution
I
to
agree.
Systemic racism. The, you know, the fact that government is so intrusive in our lives in the first place, well, you know, that's kind of the problem if you're talking about systemic racism.
Right. It was government that forced separation, and then it forced integration. So all the problem here is the force. Yep. The aggressive force.
Ahead, right, Ron. And the problem is that a lot of the people in the African community, and I'm sorry, I can't stand that word, in the black community, because, you know, I can't stand when they keep separating us African-American, Asian-American, oh, white American. You know, we don't say white American, we just say white. Well, they're black. And,
right. We've got a friend of mine, Carla Garrick, is a South African, so she is technically an African American, and she's as white as anybody that I've seen. So, I mean, yeah, I agree with you.
Exactly.
Well, to me, that's just the political
thing. I like human
thing,
being, of
and
course.
They just want to keep on adding syllables. So pretty soon it'll be, you know, American of Sub-Saharan African descent, right? Like, you're going to have to keep on adding syllables.
Can't we just have human beings who are just people? That's what I like.
I certainly don't. I like human better than I like designated people based on race.
But the problem is that black people believe that the government is going to solve their racism when in reality all the racist problems we have today for the most part were created by governments.
Well, I don't know if it's fair to say I see where you're coming from, but it's not fair to say black people believe. I mean, it would be as ridiculous for someone to say white people believe.
you are correct. Your people who are more disadvantaged, who are products of government schooling, inner city, who maybe aren't as well read because of a failed schooling system.
Right. There are plenty of people
who think the government is going to save them, and that's not just black, that's also white and Hispanic.
Yeah, absolutely. There are plenty of people who believe in the government and that applying government force is going to solve problems, and what they don't realize is there are always unintended consequences. Good call, Ron. Thanks for making it tonight. I appreciate it. Let's talk to Mike. He's in Bloomington, Indiana, listening to WIBC. By the way, our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Hey.
First off, I'd like to say that, somebody that's held a clearance for 31 years, top secret, multiple levels, staff programs, the whole nine yards, there is no way that either Hillary Clinton is as dumb as a cookie or she's a criminal. I removed clearances from people who have done, who've just exercised poor judgment. Okay. And, so the fact that, she actually, what she actually did is so ridiculous that there's no reason she should not be in jail. In fact, I'll give you an example.
Are you talking about the email thing?
The email thing, the whole nine yards.
Okay.
The server, just having a server, because I'll give you an example.
Well, isn't it possible that she's not dumb? Hold on, before you go on. Isn't it possible she's not dumb and that she didn't make a mistake? It's that she believes that she is better than the rest of us.
Untouchable?
Well, yeah, well, that she believes that she should be able to do something that we can't.
I'll give you plenty of examples of that. I interviewed her major that was on her staff when she went to South America while she was First Lady of the United States. And she is not a good person. I also interviewed three other people at WACA, White House Communications Agency. The stories about her are true, where they said, you know, military people get out of the aisles. If she's in a hallway, you get into an office, that's no joke. She is beyond better than all of us. Okay.
Yeah, of course she's not a good person. She's a national level politician. I mean, you don't get to be the candidate for the Republican or Democratic Party by being a good person. I mean, these guys are scum of the earth.
You got to play the game, and it's not a very clean game.
Well, I'll give you another example. For instance, H.W. Bush would play horseshoes with his WACA people. He just treated people decently. And you could be, you know, scum of the earth, former CIA director, all nine yards. But you can also be a decent human being. She does not have that capability.
Interesting. Thanks, Mike, for your call and the experience. I appreciate it. Toll-free number allowing you to join us about whatever's on your mind. You can take control of the airwaves here in the remaining moments of this live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live. Oh, and Skype us at lrn.fm.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit-selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-960-4295. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-960-4295. 1-800-960-4295.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize for discovering how cells breathe. He also discovered how normal cells turn into tumor cells. He discovered the one prime cause of cancer was cellular oxygen deficiency. Dr. Joanna Budwig built upon the work of Dr. Warburg and discovered how to feed the cells to overcome this oxygen deficiency. She found that it was the sulfur in the cottage cheese that when mixed with fresh pressed flax oil, that the flax oil would become emulsified and more readily absorbed. Flax oil delivered in this manner was able to restore oxygen transfer to all cells of the body. Now there's a new method of pressing seed oils that produces the highest quality, zero oxidation, undamaged seed oils. The results on these seed oils alone are amazing. Now add our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein Powder that is much higher in the sulfur amino acids than cottage cheese is, and you have a winning combination to confer health and energy like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Wait a minute. Don't spend a dime on emergency food storage until you visit ReadySupplyFoods.com. If you're interested in getting the most high-quality food for your money, then see our comparison page where we list all the companies and rank them by value for your dollar. You'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells 50% more food for your money than any other company. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. Make an informed decision by going to ReadySupplyFood.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. Moments remain here. We've got enough time for you if you want to join us now. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm. Ian and Mark here normally on Saturday nights. Joining us, Ethan Urkelishin from Canada.
Yeah, Canadian interloper today.
You were originally from the west coast of Canada, and then you moved out to Saskatchewan?
Yeah, I don't know. I think it was a bout of insanity, or it had something to do with a woman or work. I don't know.
That like would that. Be a bout of insanity, likely. Yeah. And so you are now traveling around. You've come down into New Hampshire for the first time ever.
Yeah, that's so right. Welcome. I haven't been.
And you're going to be just, you said you're basically homeless now. You're living out of your van and you're just seeing the sights.
Yeah, I sold all my stuff. I'm kind of just traveling around the countryside. It's a blast, man. It's really cool to have that kind of freedom.
I did it, I guess it's going on 20 years ago now, 1998.
Right after you got out of prison. Right?
Yeah, I used my mom's van.
Good time for it. You got no responsibilities. Why not?
I had a job and I was going to college. Okay. So, you know, I'd put all those things on hold and decided that 100 days on the road across the United States would be worth doing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the kind of trip you talk about for the rest of your life, so enjoy it.
Oh, thank you. I am definitely enjoying it. I think I will talk about it for a long time, not only because I'm a verbose speaker that is insatiable. I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah, it's been good having you on here tonight. So we were talking about how you used to have a podcast called The Ed and Ethan Show,
right?
Which you can still find archives of online. Just check YouTube. But, you know, we mentioned, are there any other libertarian podcasts in Canada? You said you weren't aware of them.
Sure. I don't know. It seems like a barren wasteland.
You would think. I mean, I'm envisioning that in such a small country that the libertarians probably all know one another, because I know that here in the U.S., there are hardly any libertarians, and so it tends to be a relatively close community of people that kind of are aware of most of each other's existence to some extent, and you've got a tenth of the population of the United States
there.
Well,
the problem might be that we have to obviously send messages between one another by way of beaver. I don't know. I'm not sure that there isn't anything in Canada. It's not something I'm keeping my finger on the pulse of.
Right.
But
what about the Libertarian Party? I mean, what is the equivalent of that? I believe there is such a thing in Canada.
Yeah, there's the Libertarian Party of Canada. It's led by Tim Moen. I personally don't have a great deal of respect for the party, but it's there. And
why is that? Is it the same reason as the U.S. party?
That's a long story, man.
Because here in the U.S., the Libertarian Party has been falling away from its principles for more than a decade, and now they've nominated two candidates who arguably aren't even Libertarian. I mean, you've got this story about Bill Weld has come out now about how he's basically said that handguns are worse than AR-15s.
He says they can be concealed, yeah.
He's basically slamming firearms, according to RedAlertPolitics.com. He apparently said this in an interview with Revolt TV, quote, "The five-shot rifle, that's a standard military rifle. The problem is you attach a clip to it so it can fire more shells." Sorry, not an accurate statement. It's the magazine that you would attach to the rifle. And he says, if you remove the pin so that it becomes an automatic weapon, and those are independent criminal offenses, that is when they become essentially a weapon of mass destruction. So he believes, this vice presidential candidate for the Libertarian Party, believes that an automatic weapon is a weapon of mass destruction.
Well, the United States allows people to own automatic weapons. You have to get a special license for it, but nonetheless, it's legal. And, you have to know something about guns to really address this. An automatic rifle isn't particularly useful for killing people.
No, if you hold down that trigger, you're not going to be able to shoot the broadside of a barn.
Right.
Hardly.
You might use it for suppressing fire if you have a fire group and several people do, you know, working and that sort of thing. You want, really, if you want to kill people, you want three-round bursts. And I don't know of an AR-15 that can be converted into that. I would have to, I'd have to research it, but that's not really an option. That comes on the M16. The AR-15 looks very similar and is very similar in many ways, but, the three-round burst is, that's much more useful.
So this guy, I mean, to even come out and make these statements really just shows he doesn't even realize anything about the Libertarian Party, which is a very pro self-defense organization that, we're in favor of your human rights. Your right to defend yourself is one of those rights. And to have the Libertarian Party vice presidential nominee breaking constantly from the party platform, by the way, because the party platform certainly doesn't say anything like this. It still supports the freedom of, the right to bear arms. For him to call automatic weapons of mass destruction is absolutely ludicrous, and he follows that up with this statement. He says, the problem with handguns probably is even worse than the problem of the AR-15. Well, Weld also said he believed no one on a terrorist watch list should be allowed to purchase guns, even though, as that's been pointed out by the Huffington Post, it's not that hard for an innocent person to end up on that list. So this guy's not a libertarian. Is that what's happened in Canada? Has the Libertarian Party been taken over there by these, imposters?
No, I think that the Libertarian Party of Canada is probably a little bit closer to principle than Mr. Weld. I find it really interesting that a lot of people, especially in the United States here, who talk about gun control, seem to know very little about guns. They use terminology that's incorrect.
Like
they appeal to fear-mongering. Look, from an outsider's perspective, far be it for a Canadian to say this, but I will. I don't think you guys actually have a gun homicide problem. I don't think you guys have that sort of a problem. The number
not in New Hampshire,
well,
but
no,
in some places
all over America. Look, if you take the
cops have killed hundreds of people so far this year with their
that's
guns.
That's a cop problem. You have no gun problems that are worth noting. You have the number of gun deaths. Let's see. You take pretty much half of them away for suicide. Those aren't homicides, right?
Right.
So people can kill themselves in other ways as well. You start drilling down these statistics. Basically, you've got like a 0.001% chance.
And what if you factor out the big cities, too, where there actually are?
Oh, yeah. There's a whole different problem as well, right?
Because like Chicago has tremendous gun restrictions. You can't really even have a gun.
Yeah, and if you're not operating in the criminal sphere, your chances of being shot go down dramatically.
True.
A member of, a rival gang or something like that, numbers tend to drop. The most likely person to kill you is somebody you are living in the same house with. That's another issue. So, you get to kind of control the guns in your household.
Yeah, so you guys basically don't have a gun problem. And to hear this from a libertarian, so-called, of all people, that, oh, guns are terrible. Oh, we have
weapons
to do
of mass
something.
Destruction.
Oh, my goodness. Give me a break. Even this Canadian can see the nonsense that that is.
The more I hear from this guy, I mean, he's even worse than Gary Johnson. But the more I hear from these guys, the less I want to vote for them. And it's, you know.
Well, the vice president doesn't do anything except go after the other.
True, but what they are doing is dragging the ideas of liberty through the dirt. Isn't helping.
They're also billing themselves, Mark, as like co-presidents. They want to run stuff together. So Bill Weld is absolutely going to be in a position, if they experience success, of great influence.
Yeah, that's true. Every interview they're going on, they're together.
They're working on their. I think
that's because they're so weak as candidates.
Well,
they got to back each other up.
I don't know if they need to. They're weak as candidates. I mean, these are governors of two states in the United States. They're more qualified for the office than either one of the people in the major parties. And I think what they're trying to do.
Yeah, what qualifies Weld? The fact that he was a prosecutor and probably prosecuted people for gun possession in Massachusetts before he was a governor there. Yeah.
What qualifies anybody to be a governor, Ian? I'm not claiming that, I'm claiming that they have more executive experience than the other candidates.
Yeah, experience putting peaceful people behind bars.
Are you going to vote for Hillary? Is that what you're saying?
Nope. Okay. I may not vote for anyone at the national level.
I hear you. The only thing I'm trying to point out here is that this is a centrist campaign. They're no longer trying to appeal to you and I. Now they're trying to get the average voter. They believe they can get voters from Clinton.
I don't care about that. Because what matters to me is spreading the message of liberty. And these people aren't doing that. They're doing damage to the ideas of liberty by touting themselves as libertarians and then running the ideas through the mud like this.
It's disgusting. I think at the very least, and it might be, it's kind of maybe veering off the rails here, but I think at the very least it would be interesting to have Gary Johnson in the debates.
You know, I agree.
I think that would be interesting.
Sometimes he says things that are right.
Yeah, well, I honestly believe that while I don't think either one of these guys are what I would call a libertarian, at the same time, you know, they are speaking in a pragmatic manner to a large population of people that, you know, listen, when they hear people like us, they're not going to respond well. I think there's some value here. It's just these guys aren't libertarians.
It's pretty embarrassing when you see them on, like, the CNN town hall, and the town hall host knows the libertarian positions better than these characters. They'll actually cite the Libertarian Party's platform and ask them about it, and it's like watching deer in headlights.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
All right, so we're out of time for tonight. Check out Ethan on the Ed and Ethan Show in the archives over at YouTube. You don't have a website right now.
Nah.
Okay, so that's the best we can do there. And Ian and Mark will be back tomorrow night online in the meantime over at freetalklive.com. You can join us tomorrow for the live Sunday show. See you then. Have a great weekend.
It's been a blast, eh?
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done. Get a great deal and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.